Command number 72. Don't judge. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Luke 6:37. Many of the commands are implied, but this is a direct, clear, forceful, and unyielding command. Judge not. The Lord's words in Luke 6:37 are absolutely total and consuming. Don't judge. Don't condemn. Instead, forgive. Matthew adds the pithy image of trying to take a speck out of someone else's eye when there are blind spots in our own life the size of logs. But it is so easy, so natural, enjoyable, and satisfying to the flesh to notice those blind spots in everyone else. They are so glaring. They jump out for all the world to see. Those annoying mannerisms, those obvious examples of self-centeredness, those immaturities, that propensity always to talk about oneself, the hogging of the limelight, that critical spirit, that habit of interrupting, of having to be right, of always getting the last word, of never having anything good to say, of talking incessantly and never letting another person get a word in edgeways. All these traits are so obvious. How can they not see them? Imagine the eye-opening shock if we truly saw ourselves as others see us. All these little specks we see in others, they detect the same things in us, and more besides. They are saying about you and me, and about our faults and inconsistencies and immaturities, they are so obvious. How can they not see them? You and I are blind too. When Jesus says that we will be judged and forgiven by the same measure with which we judge and forgive others, he is not saying that God will refuse to forgive us if we judge others harshly. He is merely stating a fact of life. Everyone by nature judges others more harshly than they do themselves. Turn that principle around, he says. Look to your own sins and weaknesses and selfishnesses first. Show leniency and understanding and forgiveness to others, and lo and behold, you will find that same spirit of generosity and kindness coming back to you. In truth, however, this principle represents a basic tenet of first-grade spirituality. When we move into graduate-level Christ-likeness, the weakness of others ceases to move the compass needle of our thoughts a hair's breadth. We choose to see those whose paths cross ours as God sees them, by looking into them. We choose to behold not what they may be now, but what God is making of them. We do not focus on the outer shell of weak humanity, but rather upon the radiant seed of eternal godness struggling to come to life within them. We rejoice in those aspects of their being that reflect God's image. For such purpose, they were created. As for ourselves, we turn the searchlight of our prayers inward, toward no one but ourselves. We ask for the illumination of the Holy Spirit to give us sight to see our own blind spots, that we may walk humbly before God and before our brothers and sisters, fully aware what small and fragile and weak and self-centered creatures we are. With David, the prayers of the 19th and 51st Psalms breathe silently from our lips. Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Purge me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The following is an excerpt from David Christie Murray's A History of Heresy, pages 160 and 161. There were some movements which disagreed with each other as well. They agreed in discarding anything that was not expressly authorized by Scripture, but disagreed on what was authorized. They wished to return to primitive Christianity, but disagreed on what that was. They liked simple forms of worship, but did not always like each other's. They believed that the saved should be gathered into groups of the faithful, who would inevitably be a minority. The world one day would have to hear in answer to their, "Lord, we didn't know," the judgment reply, "Well, you know now," while a small company of elect would be tucked up cozily in their undercrowded heaven. The Reformation gave them opportunity for organization and the expression of separate identity. They have been with society ever since in a thousand shapes. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to judge. Judgment is so slippery. Subtle judgments against others sneak in easily, unseen, and seem so reasonable, so full of truth, even so helpful, that I do not recognize them as the evil they are. Truly, I need your help, desperately, continuously. Open my eyes to my judging heart. Thus, Heavenly Father, by my stout refusal to judge others, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.